According to the Hopi tribe, in 2007, Wachovia employees David Bowling and James Roy gained control of the tribe's investment accounts, causing enormous financial losses to the Hopi while making profits for themselves and the bank. Norberto Cisneros is an attorney for the Hopi tribe.
They were moving around and investing and playing with about $70 to $80 million worth of the tribe's funds. And with that, they basically had carte blanche access to it, used it in a way that benefited them and not necessarily fulfilled their fiduciary obligations to the tribe.
Cisneros says it appears one of the former Wachovia employees named in the suit, David Bowling, served as a financial advisor to Zuni Pueblo. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced that Wachovia engaged in similar misconduct with the Zuni shortly before taking the Hopi tribe on as clients. From Albuquerque, I'm Tristan Ottone.